It's 7 a.m. and Vicky and her family from North Shields have spent about an hour now without the telly, their mobile phones or their tablets.
I think it'll definitely be a challenge. I use my phone as an alarm clock. That was the first thing I had a thought. Just the stress of what if I'm needed, what if the children are ill at school. But I just think you don't realise how much you rely on using phones and screens.
What kind of things do you like using?
Use my tablets.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to miss it today?
Yeah. Well, I sort of miss my phone because I can't really text my friends very much.
It's a long day ahead, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
What do you think is going to be the hardest thing about today?
Not watching all of my favourite programmes and stuff.
Down at Colourcoats Primary, it's going to be a challenging day for headteacher Gavin Story and class teacher Sarah Wallace.
I thought, yes, I'll check my emails, but suddenly realised that I'm not able to do that today. We've got to be unplugged, and that includes the headteacher. One of the other things I was hoping to do is sign in, and that's going to have to be done, obviously, by hand and a pen rather than the digital system that we've got at this present moment.
Sarah, this was kind of your idea, wasn't it, to have a go at this?
Yeah, it was. I just think people these days look around and see that we're constantly connected, constantly online. And like most people, I thought, it's getting too much.
Have you caused a bit of a headache, though, for yourself? Because today you can't use any technology to teach.
Yes, it has been a bit of a challenge. I was having to print things off madly yesterday at home, because obviously the first thing you do is switch on your laptop, you switch on your whiteboard. Of course, I can't do that today.
It's an idea, though, that North Tyneside has embraced, with businesses signing up as well as schools. Neil Brown is from North Tyneside Council.
I think as word spread, people have come to us and people talking about it on social media and things. So scout groups and swimming lesson teachers and people who do relaxation sessions and counsellors. So yeah, it's great.
Olive's restaurant at Whitley Bay has been asking customers to turn their phones off today.
We just decided that since we've got a family orientated restaurant, it'd be quite a nice thing to get involved in. And it is interesting when we see people coming in, having meals, how much time's taken up with them on their phones. Mum's coming in with babies and stuff like that. It kind of opens your eyes a little bit when you're serving as to how much they're a part of our lives every sort of minute. So we just thought it'd be a really good initiative to get involved with.
So will Unplug Day return? Here's the brains behind it, Dr. Martin Lee.
Yes, I hope so. Hopefully people will realise the positive benefits of not having their mobile phone on the whole time. I think certainly further Unplug Days would be really good.